Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Well, we're going to taste some world-class caviar and get you guys all coached up. Everything you need to know about caviar, but didn't. We'll tell you all about that. Chris Hansen's going to hang out and have some with us. News coming up as well. First, I'll tell you about Blinds Galore. BlindsGalore.com. Over 2 million windows covered. Blinds Galore, they do one thing, they do it better than anyone. 100% custom window treatments built to your exact measurements. Blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, motorized. And by the way, the motorized ones, you don't have to run lamp cord or zip line or hard wire or anything. You charge them up like you do your computer, but the thing lasts for months and months and months, and then you recharge them. It's easy. So you can have motorized blinds like I do in my bedroom. We put them in the studio. We put them in the edit bays here. And you can order the whole thing right from your home. Take the measurements and you can customize it online. You can see exactly what it's going to look like on screen before you buy. Family owned and run for over 20 years. It's Blinds Galore, right, Dawson?
Get the high quality custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, all at a great price at BlindsGalore.com. Order your free samples today to get started and see for yourself. Make sure to let them know that Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
And now, a totally innocuous word that sounds dirty when Mike Dawson says it.
Pucker.
Ew. Let's get back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, Chris Hansen is with us, and Leanne, who works at a sturgeon farm where they harvest eggs. Yeah, and she sent it out. I met her when I was in North Carolina after the show, hung out, thought it was interesting. So she sent us out an offering. Now, should we try the smoked sturgeon first?
I think she's going to walk us through it.
What do you want to do? All right. Well, I'll put her up.
Yeah, Leanne, what do we do? How do we do this?
Well, you can take a slice of that sturgeon. You can put a tiny bit of caviar on it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh la la.
Eat it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll put that down there.
And you know, you can drink a little bit afterward.
Okay.
Excuse our fingers, Chris.
Done and done.
Not a problem. I'm going to use mine too. Here we go.
All right. So first we go the keto version here, which is we put the.
I mean, I do that. Like, I don't really eat much carbs, so if I'm going to eat, I either eat it straight or with the sturgeon.
So, just because it'll make me laugh, what did you think you were going to be doing when you were in high school? Or did you have an eerie premonition you'd be stuck on a sturgeon farm?
I don't remember anymore.
Did your guidance counselor ever push you this direction?
Is there a test for that? Or
something you married into?
I don't know. I thought it was going to be like what do you call it? Dutch realist painter.
Oh, really? An artist, huh?
Leanne, is this your full-time gig? I mean, I don't want to get into your business, but is this like profitable enough to be like your full-time gig?
Yeah, it's not. It's more than full-time.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I just had the smoked sturgeon with the caviar, and it was delectable.
This is insane.
I don't know how you remove the fish from this much fish. Like, I feel like I'm eating every part of the buffalo here, but it doesn't have that buffalo flavor to it.
It is
so good.
Slightly creamy, slightly briny. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind...
So that caviar...
Yes, sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, we have these wafer thin, I mean, for the keto folks out here.
Yeah, this is nothing.
What
this
are they called in the Catholic Church?
It is a...
Eucharist.
Yeah. The Eucharist. I mean, it is...
It's a host.
This right. is, yes, this is less... The cracker, it's almost just a substrate. It's something to put things on. It is thinner.
Mm. Can I come back tomorrow, too?
Than an eighth of an inch. Yeah, this is...
Yeah, it's neat how they can make those without them breaking in the packets. I don't know how they do that.
Best caviar I had by far.
Oh, really?
Oh, I mean, I've not had great caviar, so this is like a revelation.
Yeah, let me see.
This is incredible.
Wow.
I'm ruined for all other caviar.
We got to give Leanne a plug. What's her...
Please.
Is it Marshallberg? Is that what I'm looking at?
Mm. Yeah, Marshallberg Farm. We're in North Carolina. We're the only Ocetra caviar farm in the country.
Wow.
Holy. Marshallbergfarm.com.
Marshallbergfarm.
Farm.
So just a little factoid, about 80% of the caviar we consume here in the U.S. is from China, from Chinese farms.
Oh, screw them.
You have another option. there is another option, and it's really no more expensive. It might even...
By the way... Chinese caviar sounds like, it's like, I trust you about as much as I trust Chinese caviar, okay, dude? Well, so you pay in full before you get the van.
There's a saying, I've heard a saying that, like, people living in China don't eat the caviar there. They order it from, like, other places. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you said 80% comes from, what's that, 80% comes
80%
from China?
80% more than 80% of the caviar consumed in this country comes from China.
Wow.
So they dumped a bunch of caviar on us about like eight or 9 years ago.
We're still eating it?
So caviar is supposed to sell for about $1,000 a kilo wholesale.
Oof.
And they dumped a bunch of $250 per kilo.
I don't
wholesale
know if
stuff. And all the distributors here just ate it up. They loved it. So it's hard. It's really kind of detrimental to the domestic.
I don't know, Chris, we still have a contact for Ted Cruz, but the next time he goes on one of his rants, like, you guys are worrying about double masking. Meanwhile, China's ripping off our military secrets, our technology, and they flooded the caviar market. That would
Joe
be a great
Sixpack
rant.
Joe Sixpack will really get rallied around that.
And then just yelled, look it up. Wow, this is good.
Don't
this
sleep is like, on the smoked sturgeon.
Oh, that is so
oh no, that's great.
This is like the definition of umami. It's just salty and amazing.
Well, I have a question about feedback. Do you think the smoked sturgeon is too salty?
No.
It is salty, but it's appropriately
it's
salty.
It's perfect.
Right?
Not too salty. I've gotten a couple comments that it's too salty, but it's like because of the regulations, it has to be a certain salinity to... You know, for the FDA, so it's hard to
alter.
That's
what smoked fish tastes like.
Yeah, it is salty by its nature, but it's appropriately.
What do you think would happen if we served this at a predator investigation? Like
on
a kitchen counter?
They'd stay.
It's like some caviar, some sturgeon.
Come on in for some Veuve Cliquot.
Like a
Sturgis-based caviar, huh?
It's from North Carolina, you know.
Got to see this vodka.
Yeah, we have a little shot of vodka here. So, far as like smoked sturgeon goes, like, so if you got a kid who just wants to eat Hot Pockets and white rice, then that kid's going to think it's too salty.
That's
but if you
point.
Get hold of human beings who go, I'm in the mood for smoked sturgeon, those human beings will not say that it's too salty.
We know what we're in for.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's yeah, actually, talking about Hot Pockets, I have a six-year-old that, like, loves them, but the other kid loves the smoked sturgeon and the caviar. And so he'll eat it out of the...
Here's a problem your kid's going to have, Leanne.
A lot of problems. I already know.
But in a world where everyone is rounding down with their tough Scrabble, the rough Scrabble childhood, you know, like I had Gavin Newsom in here 6 years ago and he's like, hey man, I come from a divorced family. Like we didn't have, you know, we had to work, you know. Yeah. Okay. So everyone is trying to work this angle of, you know, well, we were upper middle class.
We only had the one house.
Dad had a couple of Mercedes dealerships, but he didn't give me a free car when I was 14. Like everyone's kind of rounded down. Your poor son is going to have to be like, we had to eat caviar every night.
Right out out of the 10.
Don't give me this white privilege bullshit.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's, yeah. Well, to balance out the Hot Pockets, we just raised some cattle at our house for, like, beef, and it helps. I think it helps, like, balance things out, because they'll become friends with the steers out there, and then we have to send them off and get them slaughtered, and they
grow up fast.
I think it's good. I think that it's great for them.
Just don't let them name them.
Out the Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
Hey, Leanne, for you, back to what you wanted to do in high school, this is your husband's farm, or him and his dad, you know, started this thing, or how did you get into it?
About 13 years ago, my dad, who's really awesome, just plunked down a whole bunch of money on starting this farm.
Wow.
And then my husband actually was like the top grunt worker for the construction of the facility.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows where all the pipes and the wires and everything are under the concrete, and he does a lot of building and that type of thing.
But your dad underwrote it.
We've been in it ever since.
Wow.
What?
Your dad underwrote the whole thing.
Yeah, he had this. He retired, and then couldn't really settle down. He's got kind of a he's a Korean male from like
13 years ago. I told my dad I needed $900 to start a podcast. He told me to fuck off.
Yeah, well,
son,
would never be a thing. He's no future in it whatsoever.
No future in podcasting. Now he's got a Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah. Well, there's a flip side to that. Can be just as detrimental, for sure. So anyway, but
let's not take a turn for the dark. The point is your product is amazing. And, you know, I like that you harvest the eggs, you take the dudes who are worthless after the age of three, and you smoke them, man. It's all good. This has been fantastic, Leanne.
We listen to you so much, like, while we're feeding the fish and, like, working on the farm and, like, staying. We just listen to you the whole time, so, like, it feels so good to send you the caviar.
Well, thank you, and this is awesome. And, you know, one of Marshall Berg, by the way, is the name, farm.com. Thanks, Leanne. One of the kind of nice things, I like, it's kind of like I travel around, I do shows, people give me challenge coins. You know, I'm in this unit, I'm in that unit, I'm with this fire department or this drug enforcement, whatever. And it's just kind of, people do a lot of stuff, they're proud of it, they like it. You travel, you see them, they share their story, they give you samples, and it's nice.
Sturgeon samples?
Yeah, I would order some of those.
Oh, yeah.
Sturgeon for sure.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Treat yourself. I know Loxamana's dying to get in on That's his whole thing. He's riding high because the Philippines won their first gold medal.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
In history.
That's right.
By the way. Yeah. Not a good sign for a nation. And like, on one hand, you should be proud, but you should be ashamed. First one ever.
I'm only proud
years.
And I'm eating caviar and celebrating.
That's right. All right. Let's talk a little more to Chris Hansen over here. So, Catch a Predator. We were talking about bringing it back or filming new episodes.
We filmed some new episodes, and some of them we put on the YouTube channel, Have a Seat with Chris Hansen. We do a lot of different things there. And then we're also putting together a new television series, and we're in meetings as we speak to decide where that's going to go. And I'm excited. You know, if you'd asked me back when we did the very first couple if we'd still be at this, I would have doubted it. I figured we'd do it two or three times, and we'd have nothing but video of me taking a nap on the kitchen counter like the Maytag repairman, that nobody would show up. But yet today – and one of the reasons why we want to do the podcast, Predators I've Caught, is because imagine this. When we first did the investigations, we merely had decoys in chat rooms at AOL and Yahoo. Well, today, the number of social media platforms upon which a predator can approach a kid has exploded. I can't even keep up with them. The cops can't even keep up with them. And so, especially during the pandemic, when more kids were online more often, the number of predator approaches skyrocketed. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children said they're up, you know, like 900% or something like that.
Well, and the other thing we've learned from your show is we're talking all walks of life. We have the white guy, we have the Latino, and my favorite, and I know a fan favorite, the rabbi.
Yes. who was in the Herndon, Virginia investigation outside of Washington, D.C. before we had a parallel investigation with law enforcement. Yet he was prosecuted after the fact. The FBI investigated, prosecuted, did 6.5 years and has been in and out of prison a number of times since then for violating his parole.
Oy.
So this guy, and we got into this in one of the podcast episodes, this guy is actually in a therapy session when he's visited by his parole officer, and he's not supposed to have an internet-related device without permission of the parole.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't have a smartphone.
He's not supposed to have a smartphone. While the parole officer is in the office of the therapist, where he's supposed to be getting therapy for being a sex offender, his illegal phone goes off.
Oh, no. Mm.
And the probation officer catches him. Back into jail he goes.
Oh, boy.
K-E-W-L.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's. I guess it's a disease. I don't know what to call it. I mean, I think if most of these guys had a magic wand and they could wave it in front of themselves and they just like middle-aged single women, they would do it. But I don't know that it's possible.
It's
for
a combination,
some of these
people. Though. I mean, some of the guys, you know, who are younger, who may be socially inept, who, you know, see someone who's 13 or 14 and think, well, in a couple of years, this will be okay. Mm. I think those guys can get probation and monitoring and registration and never do it again. And we've seen some cases like that. Guys go on to become successful members of society. But you have this other group, the hardcore guys who can never be fixed.
Right.
They have to be in prison. And a guy who's in between who may or may not be acting out on it, but because of the internet and the addictive nature and the anonymity and the 24/7 access, does.
Right.
And these guys keep coming back. And I guarantee you that all the guys who told me it was their very first time and they were just coming to check on the girl and they're going to wait with the girl until the parents got home, 99% are lying.
Oh, yeah. 99 point something.
Yeah.
Have to be lying at that case. Do these guys have a through line? I mean, does there seem to be a certain age, a certain status, a certain amount of college? I mean, does there seem to be a prototype for these guys or a profile?
It's all across the board. I mean, we've seen a doctor who was an executive as well with a cutting edge cancer cure biotech firm in the Bay Area. No, he ended up he fought it. He had money and he fought and fought and fought, and finally, you know, he had to face the music. And he died just recently, unrelated to all of this. And we've seen guys who, you know, work everywhere, the lowest level jobs to the highest level jobs.
So when you think about the doctor, I don't know what age he was when he crossed your path.
48, 49.
Got to figure these guys have 20 years
it's a lifestyle,
on this, right? They didn't pick it up on their 45th birthday.
No, but I think some of these guys saw an opportunity because of the internet, because of the chat rooms, because of the access, the anonymity, and all that. So maybe they wouldn't have been hanging out at the schoolyard or the movie theater or the food court at the mall or trying to be the bad Little League coach or the scoutmaster. But nevertheless, given the opportunity, they go for it.
Is it – up now? I mean, you were talking about 900% increase. I mean, it's like, in a weird way, it's kind of like because of the internet. Most people wouldn't confront someone they disagree with and get in their grill and square off with them, but they would hop on Twitter and call them an asshole.
Absolutely.
And tell them I'll kick your ass. And
sure.
So the internet has sort of just facilitated this behavior.
Right, and you wouldn't be exploiting your children on television, although that happens, but you wouldn't be doing it to the level it's being done without YouTube and some of these other platforms that allow it with virtually no regulation. I mean, we're working on a story now about some of these quote-unquote mommy bloggers who are so over the edge exploiting their children.
I am so happy to hear you say that.
I mean, got off a call before I came here. I was on a call with one of my producers and a couple lawyers who are involved in this space, and it's shocking. And then when somebody with another podcast calls them out, then they're wrongly accused of something horrible like being a pedophile because they know that will stick, and this war breaks out between the guy who's trying to call out the bad people and the bad people trying to call out the good guy. You know, I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Another version of that is like the little kids on YouTube who do like either toy reviews or unboxing. It's like, you think it was that fucking 5-year-old's idea to start a YouTube channel, or you think mommy and daddy are like, see, like some dollar signs in the
right? Air. And this isn't like acting, you know, back in the day, Mickey Rooney, you know.
There's infrastructure. I mean, back in the day, it was maybe
they figured out that you had to put this money away for the kid.
Right.
But there's no regulation here. Yes. This is the wild, wild west. And we see it all the time on YouTube. They'll crack down. For instance, if we do a Predator show on YouTube, they won't monetize it because it's socially sensitive content. Now, I don't care. I don't do YouTube for money. I do it because it's an important space and we, you know, get a lot of good story ideas and they turn into television shows sometimes. But a guy who's abusing kids, who's under investigation by multiple law enforcement authorities, is monetized.
Right.
You do the math on that. You tell me why. Now, I understand that I've been a thorn in YouTube's side and called out the CEO and have ranted on that. And so I'm probably getting targeted because of that. And that's fine. But there's no equity there.
Yeah. Gina, sorry.
I'm imagine you've been asked this a million times. And this is kind of the behind the scenes stuff that, you know, all us fans always wonder about. The waiver, in what universe would these guys allow their story to be on TV?
Well, we don't have to get a waiver.
That was my question.
Because it's a news program, it's a journalistic endeavor, and we are covering the commission of a felony as it happens.
So it is not up to them. There's no,
it's not like, and by the way, there's no law that says that we have to get your permission to put you on TV. It's a courtesy.
Right.
To prevent a lawsuit or liability down the road by somebody who appears on your show.
Let me answer your question. Yeah.
I did a show called Crank Yankers.
Oh,
right.
You have to get them to sign something because you can't use them without their permission.
But this is a new genre.
Right. But a gift certificate to Godfather's Pizza. And most people will be surprised with, you know, $40 worth of gift certificate can get most people.
I would not be surprised.
Most people to do.
Has anyone ever sweet talked their way out of appearing, like by begging or by whatever?
No. We had a guy once who showed up in Riverside where we had 51 guys show up in 3 days, right?
And 51 in 3 days.
In our backyard.
Riverside County, California.
Wow.
Right?
They were communicating. They just happened to be there.
Yeah, exactly. So this guy shows up. And he's a sad sack, right? And I can see he's got a scar on the side of his head. Now, he was shown in the show, but he didn't have a major role. And, you know, he's going to get prosecuted. Hopefully he gets help and all the right stuff. But he wasn't all there.
Mm-hmm.
A month later, we're in Long Beach. Here he is again.
Oh, no.
Okay. So we figured this out. He says he can't come on a Friday because he's got to be in court. Well, it's a court hearing for the previous case. And then he shows up on a Saturday and we find out through our background check, that he had spent a year in jail for a violent assault. Well, he's making the movie now.
Right.
You know, so there are varying degrees of, you know, is this guy a compelling character or not? And those are editorial decisions we make versus who's on for an hour and who's on for, you know, 10 minutes.
Right.
But there's been nobody who's been left out because
they bagged.
Sweet talked their way out of it or bought their way out of it or had lawyers argue their way out of it.
You know? All right. Chris, you want to hang out and do some news with
us? I'd love to.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do Gina with the news right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies. At Geico, Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime protest politics. Give me news with Gina Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden, Kamala. Big news with Gina, Gina Grad.
The news
News with Gina Grad.
We'll just start off with a quick follow-up with Bob Odenkirk. Good news, he's in stable condition, according to his reps. The Better Call Saul star was hospitalized on Tuesday. We talked about that. He collapsed on the set in New Mexico. Wednesday, his team issued a statement reading, "We can confirm Bob is in stable condition after experiencing a heart-related incident." His son, Nate, tweeted he's going to be okay. They thought it was a little touch and go there, but he's okay. And he's 58, like I said, shooting the sixth and final season of Better Call Saul, and that is good news.
Yeah, good. Glad he's all right.
Now,
or better.
Some not so good news.
Oh,
Ron Popeil.
Oh,
infomercial king.
Ronco.
Inventor of the Showtime rotisserie, the pocket fisherman, the list goes on and on. He died. He was 86. His family says they told TMZ that Popeil died Wednesday at Cedars-Sinai here in L.A. after suffering some kind of a medical emergency. Known for the catchphrases, set it and forget it, and my favorite, but wait, there's more.
Mm-hmm.
He created the concept of the infomercial. Mm. In the early 50s, he and a partner produced a minute-long black-and-white commercial for $500. That's according to his site. Among Ron's inventions that are in the Smithsonian, by the way, Mr. Microphone.
Oh.
Loves the Mr.
Hey, good
Microphone.
Luck.
We'll be back to pick you up later.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yes.
You couldn't escape those commercials when I was young.
Right. The Popeil Pocket Fisherman, the smokeless ashtray, and the hair in a can.
Oh.
Spray.
Yeah, but was that top coverage?
GLH9. Good, great-looking hair. Formula number 9. His father, Sam, invented the Chop-O-Matic and the Veg-O-Matic, which were sold through Ronco. Mm.
I used to watch, first off, all these commercials. I never bought anything because it was, no one had a credit card in my family. And then it was like COD, and that starts with the word cash, and we're not doing that. So I would rather OD than give out cash. But it was always, so I'd just sit and stare at these things. Like, how do you get these things? Pocket fisherman. There was, Chris, the one with the glass. Was that a Popeil thing where you'd cut your bottles and then sand the rim and then, make your own? You'd make your own glass out of, tumblers.
Yeah, your own drinking glasses.
Out of Coke bottles or wine bottles or whatever.
The greatest gift you will ever give to mom, dad,
bottle and jar cutter.
It's the Ronco bottle and jar cutter.
Oh, I was so enamored with this.
Recycle throwaway bottles and jars into decorative glassware, centerpieces, thousands of things. Emery cloth is included to make glasses drinking smooth.
Cut your tongue.
A hobby for dad, craft for the kids, or great gift for mom. The Ronco bottle and jar cutter, still only $7.77.
It says, first off, this is a notion that we'd be selling something to cut glass so that you could get glasses that everyone already had.
Yeah, could you not buy glasses then?
Well,
Adam's parents couldn't.
That's true.
There was a lot if you go to the Arco and you fill up, then you get one Rams cup.
Right.
You know, like there's a lot of stupid stuff to earn your way into a whole set of the, the Rams defensive line or some nonsense like that. But
my grandpa had dozens of those 49ers ones.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That martini glasses is all he had.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That tells a story.
You like martinis, huh?
Fucking hell. Manhattan. You drank about a martini.
Wow. Pocket Fisherman, I like. Top Coverage, I can't remember if that was him or not. Mr. Microphone. The best part about Mr. Microphone is not the black man scatting alone walking down the street. Not the Mercedes 450 convertible that already had five people in it, where the guy was explaining, we'll be back to pick you up. It's like, there's already five people in a two-seater. The part where they're talking about it's great for parties and it's great for school and it's great for barbecues. And they go, and for professionals. And there's someone sitting there playing flamenco guitar. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. I don't know if this is professional.
It doesn't hit the high notes that well.
Yeah, you got
the bass is a little,
Yeah, I don't know if professionals are using this equipment to record, but you got me with the party and you got me with the car.
With the car is fun.
Mm-hmm.
That Filipino weightlifter you referenced, let's talk about her.
First gold.
In 97 years, thanks to Hidalyn Diaz, who finished by lifting an Olympic record of 280 pounds.
And Chris, you know her?
You guys
fine? Dare you.
No. The country, by the way, is so excited about her win that she's been awarded about $600,000 and two houses donated by real estate companies. Team Philippines sent – do we have it, by the way? Team Philippines sent 19 athletes to Tokyo, and if anyone else brings home a gold, they will also get money and a new home. So that's the new incentive.
She's like 120 pounds, right?
Yeah.
Gold in Tokyo.
Get up, get up.
Halfway
clean
through.
And jerk. Gets it up to the shoulders and pushes it up and slides under it.
Wow. Did she jerk it?
Wow.
She jerked it.
And how?
She did it. That was a two. What was that? That was 280 something?
280. Well, yeah. They do it in kilograms, but it's, yeah, 280.
I thought each plate was like 45. Is there another size or something?
Aren't there like 60 pound plates or something? I don't know. The fuck do I know?
I don't know, but that's
from
the
my
conversion.
Extensive weightlifting history.
Because the two articles I found are both in kilograms, so they're not really dealing with.
But yeah, nearly two or the clean and jerk 126 kilograms, nearly 278 pounds.
Oh,
there you go.
So the Olympic plates, because there's two on each side. Mm-hmm. Like normally out here, they're 45 each side, mm-hmm. and then the bar weighs 45. So. Then that makes the whole thing 99-180. The whole thing is like 225 or something like that. But the Olympic plates must weigh more.
Yeah, I think so.
I guess.
I think there's competition ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
So good on you, Chris. Mm. Let's keep talking about the Olympics in another way. Pizza Hut restaurants in Japan are celebrating the Olympics by offering something they call the decathlon pizza. That is 10 types of meat on top. And here's what you get. We're a great influence. Bacon, thick sliced bacon, aged bacon, charcoal grilled beef ribs.
We're not going to rest until Japan is fat.
That's right.
Like that's our final. Sorry, that'll be our frontier. Lasting legacy as Americans.
Yes.
Like, look, we've conquered the world, but we're
now you have still, obesity.
There's a nation that is not.
They don't have enough hypertension.
They're not fat enough.
No.
We got to fatten them up.
That's right. With beef bulgogi, teriyaki chicken, pulled pork, pepperoni, rough sliced sausage, and Italian sausage. And to compare, our puny little meat lovers only has six types.
Well, I want to say this. I'll get back. We had a hypothetical threesome conversation, Chris, that you could possibly participate in. The point is this. I would like a threesome. Mm. I would not like a 14th some. Do you know what I mean? Because
right,
at some point, I don't know who's what's attached to who.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And somebody's going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
the vast majority of the participants are going to be disappointed. But the point is, it's too big. 10 meats on a pizza is too distracting.
Yeah,
two,
variety of bacon.
Three, maybe max. Like, you know, you need to focus.
And is the crust at that point even architecturally sound enough to handle 10 meats?
It's got rebar reinforced.
It has
support.
To.
Yeah.
Isn't it Japan?
Breadsticks.
Which is the Asian country that, like, KFC is a really big holiday meal? So there's a line out the door for either, you know, for our Thanksgiving or for Christmas. It's like a delicacy.
Chris?
We've got to stop doing this to other countries.
Yeah, I know. I know. All what they do. They gave us, you know, ramen and sushi, and we're exporting KFC and 14, you know, stuffed crust pizza. Like, we're going to win this race.
This is the new imperialism.
This is the meat lusters.
That's right.
I know what to get you for Christmas, so Brian, back off, because I'm claiming this. To promote their new electric Mach-E GT.
KFC has become a Christmas tradition in Japan.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Ford has created a fragrance that smells like gasoline. This is apparently
called gasoline.
It
exists
because Ford says 70% of electric car buyers say they'll miss the smell of gas. Ford says the fragrance is, quote, designed to please the nose of any wearer. A high-end fragrance that fuses smoky accords, aspects of rubber, and even an animal element to give a nod to the Mustang heritage.
Jesus.
Ford also says the smell of gasoline ranked as a more popular scent than wine and cheese, and was almost identical to the aroma of used books in their research.
I told you guys, Farley. What's Farley's first name? From Ford? Chris Farley's cousin runs Ford.
It's so great.
Which is crazy. I know. And Jim Farley.
Callahan Motors.
And he looks just like Chris Farley.
Yeah. But Strong jeans.
He's the nicest guy in the world. He's hardcore. And he shows up.
Yep, he's a Farley.
He's a Farley. And he shows up at the track at Laguna Seca for the Rolex Historics, and he's got his Cobra, and he's racing.
Sweet.
And he's a hardcore racing dude, and he's the nicest guy in the world. But we'll see him in a couple of weeks when we get out there, and I will ask him about this.
You should ask for it, because I like the smell of gasoline. I mean, am I alone here?
I don't mind it.
I don't want to be doused in it, but
it's,
I like
it. The petroleum smell like a Sharpie, right? Like it's got the
right.
toxic.
And they and I'm
you're
told
you're not going to spend all day huffing it, but
aren't
well, you,
you
might.
You somebody might. I was also told that smell is added because otherwise it'd be really dangerous if it, if gasoline didn't have a scent.
I heard that with natural gas, but I didn't know was for liquid gas.
Maybe it's both. Is that right?
I've only heard it for the natural gas.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, you normally talk in front of your friends, but we know things here.
I know. Just big boys. I'm here with the big boys.
Yeah.
That's right.
After Germany won World War II, the Fuhrer went on to open a franchise of Chick-fil-A. Well, tell us
it's
more,
a national holiday.
Wow. I was right about KFC, you motherfuckers.
A Christmas, a holiday dinner.
Yes!
In Thailand.
It is.
Well, I like the smell of gas as well. Yeah, so I'm with you, and I like this
get
idea.
Get you some. Mm-hmm. This is something that I think Chris would be interested in, and maybe already knows the story. The Tampa Police Department has opened an internal investigation into a group of cops who spent 3 hours enjoying themselves at a strip club as part of a undercover operation that they cannot provide evidence for. Mm-hmm. The unspecified number of officers spent $420 of the department's money on drinks and lap dances. They claimed it was necessary. The only problem is when they were asked what their objective was, every officer gave a different answer. They also said the operation netted no arrests, no new leads. So Internal Affairs is on the case trying to figure out if this was legitimate or if they're just looking for a good time. And you should get Kellison on them.
Well, Bob Kraft said to cut him some slack.
Oh, that's fine.
Number one. They're only human. They're just as God created
but
them.
Didn't you pull this exact ruse?
For the man show?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Scouting.
Well, yeah, we went to Crazy Girls in Hollywood. What of it? We were scouting for Juggy talent.
And
for the
who
man
did you bring
show.
Back with you?
Some crabs.
Mr. Chlamydia.
We didn't get any names.
Nothing good.
We had a few drinks, but we had to fit in. You know, I had to blend in by doing tons of body shots.
Right.
And then, yeah, the bill.
Otherwise, they'd make you.
Yeah, the bill was, I don't know, $1,400. But that was like in like 2000, you know, $1,999. And then, yeah, we presented it to the producers. Hopefully,
and
to make us whole.
When you got away with it, he had to double down.
Well, that was Daniel's move. That's Danny Two Sheets from me, Jimmy, and Daniel shared an office. And that's what I most appreciated about. I love gumption. You know what I mean? Good old-fashioned chutzpah.
Moxie.
He reminded me of a young me, even though we're the same age. So at some point, Stone Stanley, the producer, said, fine, we'll reimburse you your $1,400 you dropped over at Crazy Girls with no names and no recruits and no talent, no anything. But there's like, this is the last time we're going to do it. So don't try it again. And Daniel got the news, and he stood up with purpose, and he went, this is bullshit. We got to go over there, because their office was like, we're going to go over there and tell them, no way. And like, he was like Norma Ray or something. But I was like, Daniel, they're fucking repaying us. It's fucking
let it go.
Me and Jimmy just sat there and went, you're going alone. We're not going with you with a straight face. Not doing that.
No, it's insane. For any fans of The Exorcist, I got some good news for you. Variety reports that...
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, Universal has paid $400 million to buy a new Exorcist trilogy. Ellen Burstyn, who starred in the 1973 original, will reprise her role as Chris McNeil. The first of the three horror movies is expected to open in 2023. Other installments could land directly on the Peacock streaming service. Also in the cast is Leslie Odom Jr. Your daughter knows who that is.
Hamilton.
From Hamilton.
Yeah, Leslie Odom.
Yes.
Hot.
Nope. Who's correct. Character
tracked
down. A little
long in the tooth, but all right.
No word if Linda Blair is involved, but why not?
They try to do this so often. The batting average seems low.
Yeah.
You know, you do this thing where you go, this intellectual property is worth $400 million.
Right.
But like, yeah, but
is
only
it?
If you execute it properly.
Right.
Because if the first one's 21 on Rotten Tomatoes, no one's going to the next three. Like, you have to get the right director and writers. And it has to be good. Otherwise, the property doesn't mean anything.
The one that they did really well with, I guess at this point, is 2 years ago, was The Invisible Man, which should have been, I mean, who in this day gives a shit about The Invisible Man? That's, you know.
That was a good movie, though.
Semi-obscure, I mean, the property is what I meant, like, you know, semi-obscure from the 1950s. XT, whatever
earlier.
It was. Yeah, whatever saying. It was. And it was a legit good movie because XT right. well by a good writer and director.
Yeah.
Right. And everyone who enjoyed that movie doesn't care if there's any connection yeah. to the past.
I didn't know there was. And I feel like I'm starting to sound like Cliff Clavin today, but Samuel L. Jackson was in The Exorcist 3, and I feel like, I think that was like his first or second role. No, the first role was Coming to America, right? And then The Exorcist.
He was in that movie. I don't know. I guess. I don't know first, but he was in that movie.
And I think I think they dubbed over his lines. I really do feel like I'm making this up, but I'm not. The company has announced, and by company I mean Walmart, it will pay 100% of college tuition and books for associates who enroll in their Live Better You education program. They're the largest U.S. private employer. They already have an existing $1 a day fee for associates who participate in the program, but that's over, totally free. According to Walmart's press release, quote, this means approximately 1.5 million part-time and full-time Walmart and Sam's Club associates in the U.S. can earn college degrees or learn trade skills without the burden of education debt. Walmart plans to invest almost $1 billion over the next 5 years in this program.
I was thinking about this last night after I went to the fire department or the firehouse because I was like, I wanted to be a fireman when I was 19. And now we're at a time when you walk down the street, every third window says help wanted. And, you know, we were at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco and the In-N-Out Burger said, we'll pay $19 an hour. Like, they were like, we got to get people in here. I think even the McDonald's by my house had a thing that was like $15 an hour. Like, everyone's like, please.
Get Sonny over there.
We need workers. And I was like, God damn it. When I was, I graduated in 82. I went to that firehouse in North Hollywood. They were like, buzz off. I knew someone who knew someone who was a merchant marine. I was like, I want to be a merchant marine. Like, couldn't do it. Went to supermarkets, like, not hiring. Like, the worst you can have for 18 and 19 year olds that are completely hapless and aren't going to college is no hiring. Yeah. I would have taken any job. Oh. And I couldn't even on to construction sites, like just asking if you need labor. They were like, nah, we're full up. Like, we're good.
Have we ever talked about this? You had to have brought it up. We have to have talked about it at some point because my brain immediately goes to, did you ever consider signing up for the armed forces?
First off, weird haircut seemed like to me. Haircut was part of the deal back then. Now no one gives a shit about haircut. Yeah. But they buzz your head off and you look like a narc is basically what you're going to have. To me, when I was 18, 4 years sounded like the longest time. I went to high school for 3 years. It's like, you're going to sign up for high school plus a year, like commitment. I tried to sign up for the Coast Guard Reserve. I was like, how did that work? It was like 2 years and then something. I should have done it. All I did was fuck around for the next 2 or 3 years anyway.
Because I would think that for someone like you, it would have seemed kind of badass to do that.
It was weird. I came from a very liberal family and Army was
Football was already tenuous.
Yeah.
Suddenly they care what you do and where you are?
No, they wouldn't have cared. I was in it. Yeah. Like, I was like, I grew up, you know, Richard Nixon in Vietnam and all. And it was really at an all-time low. Like, there was, you know, now they made a couple of good war movies and there's a lot of talk about these guys are heroes and they deserve it or whatever.
SEAL Team 6 and all
that.
Yeah, we were alone.
We were just past the being spat on, being called baby killer. Yeah, being in the Army, this would have been the early 80s, but there was a decade where it was essentially like being a cop now. Like, really? Would you want to deal with that shit? Having buckets of stuff poured on your head and kicked
and
shit?
Well, I was in that narrow age group where just before he turned 18, Carter had abolished the registration, and I turned 21 before Reagan brought it back. So I never even had to register for the draft.
Sweet spot.
It wasn't even in the realm of reality.
Wow.
They're talking about – I saw some story about the draft for women. And
not interested.
I know, but I thought, why not? Everything's technological now, and this whole thing was like women are doing it for themselves.
Well, you always think about Israel, and it's like gender means nothing. Like when you hit 18, you go for 2 years, and they're badass and they're hot.
Yeah.
So why not?
I know.
A court has ordered Kelly Clarkson to pay her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, this monthly amount in child support, and boy, He's getting a pretty penny. Each and every month, Kelly must Venmo him $195,601.
How do you transfer that to your bank?
By the way,
$601.
A disappointing number for Blackstock. He wanted twice that amount. Kelly must pay another $1.25 million.
Blackmail. More like.
And that's right. To cover her ex-husband's legal costs, according to court documents, Kelly takes home each month more than $1.5 million. So post-divorce, Brandon Blackstock will backburner his career. He was Blake Shelton's manager, and he's going to pivot to full-time rancher and radio rodeo sponsor.
Nice.
Because Kelly wanted to sell their Montana ranch, but the divorce judge denied it. So he's going full ranch life.
I wonder, tell me how much it is. So, of course, we all scoff at this. He's, you know, 45 sure. grand a month for child, you know, child
support.
He needs 200 grand a month. Now, who needs 200 grand a month? Now, it's super weak, lame, and pathetic as a dude. How come with chicks, no problemo? Like, there's no judging going on when we flip the script and the chicks are getting the 200 grand a month or the 45, whatever. I mean, we don't have the disdain we have for this guy.
True.
This guy goes, that's fucking pathetic, dude. Come on, get your shit together. Or you have a job or go work a job or what have you. But I wonder, maybe there's a little OJ situation going on here.
Do tell.
I shall. When they interviewed one of the OJ jurors who's dumb, and she's like, yeah, this was payback for Rodney King. Like, we just did it. We didn't think he was innocent. It was payback time, you know. This judge has to see a bunch of, you know, 63-year-old Beverly Hills plastic surgeons who got cleaned out by 27-year-old skanks who just fucking married him for the money all day in his courtroom. And then he sees the chick who's rich and the dude, and he goes,
mm-hmm. Make an example.
Well, now I'm going OJ on your ass. Like, we're going to flip the script now.
Because
I just had a bunch of cases where I gave a whole bunch of chicks way too much money who didn't deserve it, but by the law.
Yeah.
You know what's good for the goose?
I get it, and it's funny, I've never talked about this publicly because we never talked about it, but I know that this is the world's worst timing to go into this, but in another life, in another career, I would love to go into men's advocacy for divorce and the family law system, and I can't think of a worse time to say that out loud.
You're going to get married.
Yeah.
But you're taking the man's side and but I've seen some shit up close that is truly, literally unbelievable.
But what? I don't get the laws. Like, it's just like, well, you get half. Like, why is that random?
I'm with you.
Why is that across the board? Like, I mean, it's kind of in the ilk of saying, I got a bottle of wine. It was $25. I got a bottle of wine. It was $325. And now I'm going to tip 20%.
Right.
You know,
still
it's like same
wine.
Cork,
bottle
same thing,
juice.
Same work. Like, yeah, work it out. Like, how much money did he have? Mm-hmm. How much money does he earn? Mm-hmm. What was she doing when he met him? What's the average income for Los Angelino or California? Like, just fucking work it out. I don't get the part where it's like, well, you lived in a mansion. Now you still have to live in a mansion.
The manner to which you're accustomed.
Well, it's called child support, not child lavishment. You know what I mean? It's got the word support.
Like, right.
Like, what's it take to support a child? Well, it's like you need sustenance and you need clothing. Mm-hmm. And good, there's a Target up the street. And good, you can make a pot of beans. Like, we need to support this child.
Well, and it goes to the child. And there's no way to prove that. I think I came up with this a while back. My friends didn't like it. I don't know why. I thought it was kind of brilliant. That wouldn't it be smart and easier for everybody if child support came in the form of like an HSA card? Like, it works on this.
Because it's certain things.
Right. It works on this thing for a child. Oh, it doesn't work on vodka. Like,
tuition.
It doesn't work on, you know, diamond necklace.
Gummy bears with it.
Just a thought.
Yeah. No, it's, you need to support. Like, I feel like your fiduciary financial duty is to make sure that these people don't fall into destitute poverty and have to live on the street. The kid needs to be clothed. He needs to be in a safe environment, you know, medical care, like whatever it is. But we don't need to sit around and eat caviar with this kid all day. That's what I do.
That's podcast
that we do on this show.
So this guy had a career, right?
Like, he was Blake Shelton's manager.
Yeah, I don't, all right, whatever.
Hey, Kelly Clarkson and Blake Shelton still on The Voice together? Yeah, that's got to be awkward.
Just saw promo for it.
Mm. Yeah.
I hope they seat them apart. A 14-year-old China boy in China
wasn't
happy.
How long does she have to pay him?
I don't know.
Or 400, what was it, 200 grand a month?
It's 200 a month, yeah.
200 a month,
TFN,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Further notice. This boy in China was not happy with his father giving him household jobs to do, so he went to the police and accused his dad of illegal child labor. The father said he was sick of seeing his son's face constantly
buried
in his phone.
China, the cops are like, get in line. Hold on.
Put it in the pile.
I can't hear the sweatshop across the street's making too much noise from the crying,
jumping
voices
out
of the kids.
The nets.
Yeah. Damn. Sorry, what was your beef again, boy?
So the son responded by sneaking out of the house, going to the police, said he wanted his father charged. Officers walked the boy back home, spoke to the father, who was shocked that his son actually went through with it, went to the police. The officer told him that household chores don't constitute child labor, so there's no legal problem here.
Wow.
Can you imagine dropping a dime on your dad like that?
No, but my dad would have picked it up immediately because that's a lot of money in the Corolla house. if I dropped the dime on my dad, he would have hit the deck.
Yeah.
He would have chased that rolling dime and hit his head and knocked himself out. I always used to make Dr. Drew laugh because Dr. Drew would always go, Dr. Drew's, his parents had money, but his dad was like the depression product, product of depression. And he'd always be like, well, you want new shoes? You got new shoes last year. You're going to drive us. He'd always say, you're going to drive us to the poorhouse. You're going to drive us to the poorhouse. And Drew said to me one day, he goes, your dad ever threatened that to you? And I go, no, we lived in the poorhouse. Right. We didn't need to go anywhere. We didn't need to start the car. We were there. He knew it. There's no threats.
No reason to say it.
That's right.
Here's something else interesting coming out of China. Engineers in China have developed a super train capable of traveling over 370 miles an hour, which would make it the fastest ground vehicle in the world. The train uses electromagnetic force to float, so there's no contact between the rail and the actual train. And at 370, this thing's faster than Japan's best bullet train that can only do 249 an hour. Miles per hour. China's newest train is expected to be ready within the next decade. It doesn't even touch the track.
This doesn't exist.
But this sounds like something Disney could do, so why couldn't they do it?
They're just fucking with us because they know right now Chris Hansen has a 19-year-old Uber Camry waiting out front with cloth interior that some guy booted in last night. I got to drive him back to the hotel.
Oh, I feel dirty now.
But all we,
at least
we
I got the
I've been talking about these fucking bullet trains since I was in junior high.
Yeah.
Like, well, we're going to be in a train. It's going to go right to Vegas. It's going to go right to the Strip. It's going right through Nevada. You're going to be there. You'll be able to start gambling as soon as you like. Bullet train. We've been taught. We got nothing.
But they have them in China. I've been on them.
Yeah.
You can get
from,
you know, Shanghai to the airport and like that. You know,
right.
It's crazy.
And we have a thing where we're building some sort of monorail to LAX that'll be completed
2.9 miles.
Son's prostate needs to be removed. And it's like, what year is it? We've been talking about these trains, these bullet trains and the future. And it's like, it's never shows up.
That's a good old versus new. The train.
Right, like, right. The old-timey one. And
we got all excited when they did the high speed on the East Coast, you know, because it could go 150 miles an hour. Well, it can only go 150 miles an hour for, like, short bursts because the tracks are decrepit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had our whole bullet train debacle out here. I remember that lovely chapter in California where we did nothing or we laid some track to get
good
from
studies.
Yeah, with some place that no one from Merced to Fresno or some place no one's ever wanted to go to or from. And
there's like maybe a correctional facility up there, and that's about it.
It's weird. We're in California. It's funny because California, we're always talking about being on the vanguard of everything. Like, we lead and everyone follows. You know, like we set all the trends and the rest of the nation and the world, you know, they dance to the tune of our piper. We don't do shit over here. We just have a clogged freeway and a fucking truck that's broken down. Like, where is all our shit? Where's all the bullet trains? Where's all the technology?
Yeah, even the good hacking isn't done here.
For Christ's sake, I was talking to. I was talking to my son, who just got back from Disneyland a couple days ago, and I was like, oh, what'd you do? Do the Pirates of the Caribbean and Matterhorn? And we started looking, what were some of the original rides over there at Disneyland. Because originally, you know, I think 55, mid-50s it opened. But one of the very early entries to Disneyland was the monorail.
Oh, right.
That monorail. What year was the goddamn monorail? And they put the monorail up in like 1963.
In Tomorrowland.
Right, the wave of the future.
And they showed it's like, by 1980, everyone will own their own.
Well, we were supposed to have like, jetpacks by now, according to the social studies books we had.
I know. Yeah. Now we got those weird water weenies that rich guys can ride on when they're outside the yacht in Bermuda. But it's not a practical form of transportation. 1959, we had the monorail. And the monorail looked pretty good.
Sleek,
it looked like you'd think one would look. And it's right smack dab here in the middle of California. And there it is. There's your model.
And there it shall stay forevermore.
Sign of the times. Haven't they gotten rid of the monorail?
What?
Yes, I don't Chris? Know. Anyone?
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It's like I read about
it. It was just a novelty of going.
Or maybe it was the gondola. Remember there was a gondola to take you over Disneyland?
Yes, the funicular or whatever it was called. But yes, that was a thing. I don't know if that
is gone.
That's gone
for sure. People died on that.
So the monorail is 62 years old.
Wow!
Here we are.
We got some track that we laid somewhere in the desert, but then we folded tents.
Can't even get to Vegas on it.
Cut too much loss. Work.
Yeah.
Also, I know they had at some point redone the Space Mountain ride, but before that, it was 100% the 50s version of the 70s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is what the future looked like in the 70s. But now I think everything's nice. I don't know. I haven't been there a while. TMZ reports that former, actually, ACS show guest Rachel Yucatel is claiming in a new lawsuit that the dating site Seeking Arrangement dropped her as a spokesperson after allegations that Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz was a member of that site and paid young women for sexual encounters, allegedly with an underage female.
You ever run into Matt Gaetz, Chris?
Not yet.
it's
early though.
Love sweet tea.
You guys could have some sort of competition in who has the better head of hair because both of you wear it, you kind of flip it back. Devil may care, but with a lot of prep, you know, it's got a good.
This is the hair you got to be just green with envy over. This has like the flip to it.
Oh yeah, did you ever have feathered hair?
You know. Not really. I mean, I'm of an age where I had it down on my shoulders for a couple of summers because that's what we did in the 70s. But, you know, I have had TV hair since I was on TV, and so since I was 21.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On TV since 21?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have to have TV hair. But you had the capability to have hair that you could flip and move around.
Well, I have a guy who cuts it who can make it work. I don't like a lot of maintenance in the morning. It's like boom, boom, and done, and it's got a
good-looking people always say that.
That's how they are. Just roll out of bed and the hot chicks.
Well, no, you don't want to see me after I've rolled out of bed. That's not a pretty sight.
Well, let's get a goddamn bullet train.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's do one more.
All right, let's see. So I think we have a picture of this. You can sell anything, and you can sell it for a lot of money for no reason. A 13-year-old from Queensland, Australia, is set to receive $20,000 after finding a puffy Dorito in her bag of Doritos. Apparently on June 11th, this girl,
like Jesus Christ?
Not even a little bit, Riley Stewart posted a video on TikTok showing a chip that kind of was like just bloated looking. Mm-hmm. The video went viral, 4 million people viewing it. Text on the video says, I found a puffy Dorito. Is this valuable or should I just eat it? TikTokers online encouraged her to put it on eBay. So she did. The bid was up to $100,000.
Up to $100,000?
$100,000. The listing was eventually taken down, but as reward for Riley's entrepreneurial spirit, Doritos is offering her $100,000. There is a market for these foods. Back in 2004, a grilled cheese sandwich that appeared to feature the face of the Virgin Mary, that sold for $28,000. And recently, there was a chicken nugget that looked like this character from a video game, the Among Us or whatever. That sold for $100,000 on eBay, a chicken nugget.
Well, there's going to – well, first off, the Chinese are going to knock them off, right? They're going
to
start knocking this shit off.
I mean,
you
got to
do it. Why was it taken down after it got up to $100,000 on eBay?
I don't know.
Put unverified bids.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was – but they wanted to – I'm sure it wasn't to advertise their product. They just wanted to reward her entrepreneurial spirit. They're writing her a check.
Mm.
Put it in the museum.
Would be if you worked, if you were Frito-Lay, or whoever owns the Doritos brand, it would behoove you to get an artist or a sculptor and put together a chip that looked like Abe Lincoln or Barack Obama or something, you know what I mean? Or the Virgin Guadalupe, and just spread them around a little bit.
Very now, Willy Wonka.
Most stoners are just going to eat them and never know. But
who looks at their chip?
But every 3 months or so, someone's going to pull something out. Then the local news, here comes Chris Hansen with his hair. He's got the
his camera crew in his hair.
His camera crew. He's blowing the lid off this shit.
Then you get to visit the Dorito factory.
And you get a whole bunch of free pub, and we're talking about it. Like, it couldn't hurt.
It's genius.
Get on it. Maybe that's what they did.
Yeah, I don't know if it's immoral or dangerous or anything.
It's who's it hurt?
Do a chip, it's make a it look like crime. Somebody, and throw it in there.
Smart.
All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
K-E-W-L. Gina That was the news.
What is that from?
Gina just Grad. Said it. That's how the kids, the perverted justice kids, would talk to try and hook the...
Cool. K-E-W-L.
Oh. It does sound like someone's getting a call sign.
I thought it was a call sign.
97.3 K-E-W-L.
K-E-W-L.
Yeah.
You're good at imaging.
I do so much radio that... if I hear K at the front of anything,
it's be a radio station,
and there's three letters after it, it's KMET or KLOS.
K-E-W-L. That'll be a new meme.
Classic rock. All right. Let's see. The podcast, Predators I've Caught with Chris Hansen, it's available now on Apple and Spotify. And the YouTube show, Have a Seat with Chris Hansen. And you can follow Chris on YouTube and Twitter. As well, me, Minneapolis, coming up, Acme Comedy Co., and that is August 27th and 28th. And then live shows everywhere, Royal Oak, Michigan, and Kansas City, Missouri, Gina Grad, and Solana Beach out here in Chicago, Park West. Just go to amcroll.com for all the live shows.
K-E-W-L.
And until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Chris Hansen, Gina Grad, and Bob Ryan. Say it. Mahalo.
And I'm 13. Are you cool with that? K-E-W-L.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Catch Gina Grad on the podcast, Easy Listening. Bald Brian on the Film Bald. A bunch of others on the water cooler. And get your tickets to see the Ace Man. He will never sell out, but the shows always will. Get yours at AdamCarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.